going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rise. To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And McDaniels in the corner. Doubled there with 10 seconds. He's got to dribble it out. Going to wrap it up, the final 5 seconds. Congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're heading to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row as they eliminate the Golden State Warriors 4-1. Your final score in Game 5, Minnesota 121 and Golden State 110.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Spadoni and Shasky. We're going to get right into it. No guests today. You are the guests. We want to hear from you, the people. As the Golden State Warriors season has officially come to an end in Minnesota, it was going to take a miracle. Once Stephen Curry, you knew he was going to be out. You needed one of these games. You just couldn't get it done without him. Jimmy Butler, it wasn't good enough. You know, Brandon Pajemski, 28 points. Jonathan Kuminga, 26 off the bench. Sloppiness, defensively not good enough. And credit to the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle. They were able to get it done, and they looked incredible, and they're going back to the Western Conference Finals, and the Warriors have some question marks heading into this summer, and we'll get to all the different storylines, all the big things, but we want to focus on this series first and foremost in this game today. As I say good morning to Joe Shasky, Matt Nahegan, Carter, and all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. Tough one to swallow yesterday, Joe. Tough one.
Yeah, the better team won. You know, Minnesota played outstanding basketball. Like, Julius Randle, I owe him a huge apology. He just completely shoved. I mean, just completely shoved. And I'll get into it. I mean, they threw everything at him. They had Looney guard him, TJD guard him, Draymond guard him, Julius Randle guard him. I mean, I don't even know. Pod somehow ended up on him over and over and over again. He went 25-6 and 7.5. And probably would have been higher had some of these games been a little closer.
Right.
If this series would have kept going, even if Curry came back, I'm not sure they could have cut the water off on Julius Randle's confidence. Three-level scorer. He was 8 from 27 from the three-point line and 22 of 23 from the free-throw line. Now let's get to Anthony Edwards. 26-8-2. Two steals and a block per game. 19 of 43 from the three-point line. Mike Conley outplayed Pajemski straight up. 8 for 27 from the three-point line. He was outstanding. 8 for 23 from the three-point line. 25 assists, only 5 turnovers in the entire series.
Mike Conley broke into the league when I was a freshman in high school. It was 18 years ago.
They outplayed
Brandon Pajemski.
They shot 39% from the three-point line. And if you look at like true shooting percentage, field goal percentage, basically of their eight starters, their eight guys that play, their five starters, and like the other three that come off the bench, every single guy, whether it's effective field goal percentage or true shooting, was above 50%. You contrast that with the Warriors, and only a couple of guys, Kuminga being one of them, and Jimmy Butler, were above 50%, and everyone was below. So you could pick any way you want to put it, ball movement, connectivity, moving without the ball, dribbling past opponents, cutting without the basketball, team defense, you know, shots altered or, you know, shots that you close out on that force the opponent to settle for a worse shot. Minnesota was better in every single aspect. Now I get to the Warriors because they deserve credit. Congratulations to them. They're moving on. I watched the Celtics right before the Warriors. Now they were at home and they had just lost a superstar in Jason Tatum. Now, is Tatum as good as Curry? No, I don't think so. But he is their version in terms of what he means to them. And I watched the team rally around each other. And every guy step up and rise to the moment. And they knocked off, and they got the one win that they needed to just keep the series going. The thing that I'm most disappointed about with the Warriors, and they were outclassed in every way, you couldn't get one win. You couldn't get one win. And this team has been talking about Draymond Green. Oh, he's the heartbeat. He's the soul. I thought he came up small. You know, I thought they were in zone a lot because they were trying to hide Draymond from going one-on-one with Randall. They were trying to hide Brandon Podziemski. They're trying to hide Buddy Hield defensively. And every single time Julius Randle got the ball on anyone, whether it was Draymond, whether it was Jimmy, TJD, Looney, it does not matter.
Kuminga. Yeah.
He was backing down and getting anything he wanted and was a playmaker for anyone he wanted. How many times did Jaden McDaniels go at Jimmy Butler?
Oh, all night.
Rudy Gobert absolutely outplayed Draymond Green in this series. So you guys want to make fun of Rudy Gobert all you want. But the fact of the matter is Rudy got the last laugh. He averaged 10 and 10 in this series and actually shot 12 of 20 from the free throw line. So everyone that says he can't do this, he can't. He was a better defensive player than Draymond. He was a better offensive player than Draymond. And he got the last laugh. So you want to do all these podcasts and laugh in everyone's face? Well, you better show up. And when the best player on the team isn't there, the fact you couldn't get one, to me, is the big takeaway. And we could talk about, oh, Curry wasn't there. And there's no doubt Curry wasn't there. And that's a big part of that. Joe, it is. It's a big part of why they are where they were.
The part.
But if we're being honest and we're self-aware, the same issues that were there with Curry were exasperated without Curry. The same issues that I had with this team, you know, being too reliant on Curry showed and reared their ugly head. In the entire series, they didn't have enough shooting. They didn't have enough defense. They didn't have a big at the rim that anyone feared. They had no legitimate ISO scorer who could help them when they needed it with Curry off the bench. And then I get to the coach. And the reality is that the coach is extremely stubborn, and he had moments of brilliance in the first round. Moments of absolute brilliance in the first round. But the stubbornness reared its ugly head in this one. And I thought that he coached this game just poorly. It felt very give-up-ish to me. The whole offense is going to go through Buddy in the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the game?
Buddy was awful.
What are we trying to prove?
Buddy was awful yesterday.
Just in Buddy we live and die? Really?
It felt like he had 20 turnovers.
A guy making $9 million a year who's been on five teams in the last couple of years? We're living and dying with Buddy Hield to prove a point?
No, it's frustrating.
The better team won.
Yeah.
The better team won, but they better look in the mirror. And they better not cop out with this, well, Curry was out. Well, yeah, Curry was out. There's no doubt. Even with Curry in, I don't know if you win this series.
Well, maybe that's the silver lining. I don't want to say silver lining today because that feels like no Warriors fan wants to hear that, and I get it. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. It's Spadoni, it's Jasky. We're going to be discussing this game all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Minnesota Timberwolves advance to the Western Conference Finals 121-110 over the Golden State Warriors. And silver lining, I guess, isn't the right phrase I'm going to say, but the fact that Steph missed basically this entire series, it highlighted the deficiencies on this team. Now, like, if Steph was healthy, does this team go on a big run? Do they go to the finals? Could they win it all? I don't know. And you've highlighted all the reasons why that might not have been the case, even if they were to advance and play either the Nuggets or the Oklahoma City Thunder. The fact of the matter is, offensively, great. I could have some explosions, quote-unquote, 28 points from Pajemski, 26 points from Kuminga. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
If you're getting blown by every single possession. The Wolves should have won that game by 50.
They were playing
playing with their food the entire time.
It was a three-point game with 4 minutes to go. All right? Draymond missed a shot. They didn't get back on defense. Julius Randle and one. Okay? They're over-rotating on defense because they're in this crazy zone. The amount of horrific double teams that were unnecessary, which caused crazy scrambling by their defense, and then like Pajemski, like, and it really pisses me off. No, yeah, I'm gonna be honest here. I'm gonna go on a little rant.
You see Steve Kerr rip him on the sideline?
Well, about freaking time, Steve. It's a little too little, too late. You know, Pajemski, he's always in the right place defensively. What, on a defender's back after he's been dribble drive by, and then causing unbelievable penetration into the middle of the key and forcing another a defender to come help and then creating a 4-on-5 mismatch every single time. Mike Connolly destroyed Pajemski on the perimeter. Julius Randle, time and time again, blew by him. Anthony Edwards blew by him. They were in a zone to hide defenders. Buddy, Pods, Draymond. And look, Draymond, I'm going to call what it is. Like, if we think that Draymond Green is a 30-minute-a-night starter moving forward in the league, how much more evidence do you need to see? Situationally, yeah, he could have his moments. He's at the Iguodala phase of his career. Let's go back in time to the end of the season. Forget just this series, because Julius Randle dominated him. Gobert dominated him. He couldn't guard anyone in the series, okay? He campaigned for the DPOY. And then I watched the Toronto Raptors and their bigs destroy him. I watched the Atlanta Hawks with that kid, whatever his name
Okongwu?
Is. Okongwu. Destroy him. We watched OG Anunoby destroy him. We watched Aaron Gordon destroy him. We watched every single typecast of guy, that big power forward,
Zubac,
destroy him. Şengün, Julius Randle. The evidence is out. Like, he cannot be a 35-minute-a-night guy moving forward at 36 years old next year, being a big part. They have to get a legitimate rim defender, a big. He can situationally be brilliant. No one is denying that. But when you're playing him long stretches, he can't match up with these athletes. They're younger, they're faster, they're more skilled, they're stronger. And I don't even get to the offensive side of the ball, where he's been relegated to being a stand at the top of the key, pass the ball like it's 1991 point guard or a corner three shooter who no one honors. So, like, we could talk about Curry being out, and that is real, and I acknowledge it. But they've got major flaws, and this series exposed all of the real flaws that we saw for months this season, but we were all in denial because they found a way to win.
888-957-9570. You, the people, are the guests today. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the island's river?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Islands in Lathrop. And the guy that was the catalyst for this entire run, and we'll get to it. We'll get to the Pods angle. We'll get to the Kuminga. You've gotten to Draymond. Buddy Hield was awful yesterday.
I'm the not going to blame either of the kids.
No, honestly, it wasn't great. There's a totality of it all. It's a team loss. It's a team loss. You lost the series without Steph. It is what it is. But the guy that was brought in here that changed everything, that changed the fortunes of this season, was Jimmy Butler. And we've talked about it. We're going to continue to talk about it in this series. The game to win was that first game at home in Game 3. Last Saturday.
And he went on a vanishing act in
the last eight minutes. Him and Kuminga, the two best scorers in that game, couldn't score when it mattered most. And that was frustrating. And yesterday I'm watching him, and I was like, is he going to shoot the ball? He's the best player on that team. What did I say yesterday? 20 field goal attempts at minimum for him yesterday.
Yeah, but Joe,
getting to the line. I get it. Everyone's going to tell me he's hurt.
No.
He's struggling.
I just think he's old. I think he's come to the... When he kept saying, I'm Robin to Batman, he's telling you out loud, I am no longer Alpha Prime.
He did kept saying that. He did continue to say...
That's the way I'm viewing it. And look, I like Jimmy. I love the trade. I thought it was the right trade. That being said, if you have to use the Jimmy chip, and we'll get down to the offseason in the offseason. Dude, everything needs to be evaluated. Because is Curry going to get healthier next year?
How could you assume that? Yeah, exactly. Like, when people are just saying, hey, if this... I kept saying that a lot, Joe.
What was
that? If this trio could just be healthy through next year's playoffs,
they're a year older.
That's the point. Old guys don't stay healthy.
You think the Rockets are going to stand pat?
No.
You think Minnesota, no matter what happens...
Rockets are trying to go get everyone that the Warriors want. They're trying to go get Giannis.
Exactly. Okay.
And they have the package, probably. The best package would probably go and do that.
Are the Lakers and the Clippers going to stand pat?
No, they're not.
Okay.
The Lakers never stand pat.
So my point being is that the West isn't getting easier.
No.
The West is going to get more and more difficult.
And Cooper Flagg is joining the West now, who's supposed to be one of the greatest prospects ever. And that team with Anthony Davis and then Kyrie... The Mavericks weren't even in the playoffs this year, and they're going to be coming up now.
We still have the same exact question. You need someone in their prime to be alongside Curry. Curry cannot carry you 82 games, all 20 games in the playoffs. You know, every possession, everything's built around him. Every piece on the roster has to, it's the sun and the moon. Everything's got to revolve around him. Look, yeah, of course, he's the biggest element. And let's say 75% of all the stuff they do is going to rotate off of him. But I think we've learned a lesson. If you have too many redundant parts that only fit alongside Curry, you're setting yourself up for disaster when he nicks his toe.
And, it's always a tandem league when it comes to the NBA.
Yes.
And this tandem of the Warriors, as we all agree, it's Steph and Jimmy. Really old. Say what you will about, the Lakers when they won a title, but LeBron was old, but they had a younger Anthony Davis. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. All have youth by their side. This team right now, their best three players, I don't know if you want to even say Draymond Green, I guess, their best three players are all 35, going to be 36 or older. Steph's going to be 38 by the time the playoffs roll around next year. I know, you chuckle. But that's the reality of this. That's why losing him the way you did was probably the most frustrating part of the series. But I want to hear from the people today at 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text, by the way, because I know a lot of people are going to be texting the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's the most frustrating thing about this series for you?
They couldn't get one without Curry.
That is it. That's for you?
Yeah.
The most frustrating part of this series.
I'm not going to come out here and say, I do think these guys have heart.
I thought they fought yesterday. I thought they fought.
And that's why I'm not going to like poo-poo any of the young guys. I'm disappointed in Draymond. My big takeaway coming out of this entire playoffs, whether it's the Rocket series or this series, is Draymond. Mm. It is. It's Draymond. It's impossible to not be frustrated with him. He needed to have a couple of signature games without Curry so that we could steal one. Jimmy, look, is a great trade. I love Jimmy. I don't know where he's at regarding his health or whatever. But am I disappointed? Yeah, in the fourth quarters, specifically that one game, game three, I am left disappointed. Doesn't mean it was a bad trade. I still do that trade all day, every day.
I'll apologize.
I thought he came up a little short.
I'll apologize to all the listeners because when they made the trade, I said, okay, wow. You know, Jimmy Butler has the potential to be the best player on this team come playoff time. How dare I'm so sorry I even said that. The gap between Stephen Curry as a player and Jimmy Butler as a player is Grand Canyon-esque when it comes to impact on this team. And how dare I have the audacity a couple months ago when they made that trade to say, oh, you know what? Steph, you could take a night off potentially. Oh, don't worry, Jimmy will save you. Well, Steph had the night off the last, three, four games, and it was night-night. Unfortunately, night-night in the wrong direction for the Golden State Warriors. 121-110 the final last night. What was the most frustrating part of this series for you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. I guess that's, for me, the realization that there is no playoff Jimmy Butler anymore. We can remove that nickname. That's not, maybe once in a blue moon he'll have a game, but we needed playoff Jimmy, quote unquote, the Miami Heat Jimmy Butler. That doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't exist. And that's not this team. And that's why the lack of shooting was on display for me. Just the lack of efficiency, the lack of taking care of the ball. God, if I have to watch another turnover from this team, that game was just tough to watch at times yesterday from both ends. Just the sloppiness. And that was actually almost even more disrespectful. Minnesota was, again, they should have been up 40, it felt like, for most of this game. They were just Anthony Edwards, just lackadaisical, dribbling the ball, get double teamed, throw it away.
So they got anywhere they wanted on the floor.
20 turnovers, but that's the thing.
They got, and they got transition. You missed
if they
the
just
layup,
took care of the ball, it would have been a 50-point lead. Exactly.
I know.
That's why I was frustrated.
You couldn't win one?
No.
You couldn't win one?
Saturday was the opportunity to do it. And playoff Jimmy couldn't score in the final 8 minutes. 888-957-9570. It's Spadoni and Chasky. We're going to keep on taking your calls on the other side. Marvin, Oscar, Schleprock, Joey, Nick, all of you. We will get to all of your calls today, I promise. It's the same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. What's the biggest thing that frustrated you from that series? It's going to be brought to you by Safeway.
Right, I'm on the young end of the bell curve, and it's like, wow, I'm in my prime.
Sure.
Right? And then you go and play with the young guys, okay, the guys in their 20s, fresh out of college, and you realize, like, wow, I can't carry every single minute of every single game the way I used to. And I felt like that's what I took away from these playoff runs in general, from the Warriors, is that are there times where you can elevate and still be a really good ball player? Absolutely. You can even have full games, dominance. But to do it the way you used to do it and get up for the games and be as elite possession after possession after possession and just crank it up, they're guys. I'm talking about Draymond and Jimmy. They just can't do it like they used to. And to a lesser degree, Kevon Looney, who really just, he looked like a dinosaur out there at times against this matchup. And I could see it as the series kept going on, and I could feel it yesterday in that second quarter when they cut it to three. Julius Randle, Anthony Edwards, all of their thoroughbred guys in their prime were like, give me a break. We are going to hit the gas for about 4 or 5 minutes here, and we're going to run them right off the floor. There was zero fear. Julius Randle cooked every guy they put in front of him. And I felt like he held back a little. Anthony Edwards did anything he wanted. They had no answer. And if the Warriors think that they can stay with that nucleus of the old guys, the top three dogs being 35 or older, and they're the primary players, game in, game out, and everything revolves around them. Oh, boy. If you're not looking in the mirror and realizing that they've got to do some evolution and some tinkering, I don't know what you watched in this series.
Marvin, Oscar, Schleprock, Joey, Nick, we'll get to all of you in just a second. I did want to mention this because we did have a major announcement yesterday as we're going to be talking about the Golden State Warriors and their season coming to an end all day long, but all summer long, we are going to be discussing and watching the Golden State Valkyries because their inaugural season is here, and fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. It was really awesome to announce our partnership with them yesterday. Odyssey 95.7 The Game partnering with the Golden State Valkyries. So, yes, the men's side of basketball in the Bay may be over, but the women's side is now going to take over starting Friday at Chase Center and catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, the Valkyries all summer long, as I mentioned, at Chase Center. And tickets are available at valkyries.com. For your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the game on May 21st, be locked in during the 8 a.m. hour today. And when you hear, Carter, this sounder, you're going to be caller number 5 to the contest line again. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour, so be locked in then. Good luck. In the meantime, we're talking about the most frustrating aspect of this series against the T-Wolves. And to kick things off today, Joe, let's go to our boy. You know him. You'll love him. I played his drop just now. Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Nick, good morning.
Hey, I want to say to you guys in this Nader hour of pain, because it is pain, I want to thank you for your honesty today of calling out things that you love, meaning our team, and seeing what you see. It was so cathartic to hear you, Shafsky and Spadone, say what we need, because if they follow your blueprint, we're going to be better next year. Number one, positive. Joe Lacob is the best owner I've ever seen in my 50 years of watching sports. He will do whatever he can to improve this team, so that makes me happy. And if anyone says, anyone, that Steph Curry is not a top 10 player, he is the epitome of what an MVP is. Look what happened when he was out. Now, Draymond Green, I'm telling you guys, and Shafsky, you and I coach all the time, you can't win with this devil anymore because you don't win anyways. His lack of self-awareness, man. And yesterday, hugging Kerr at the end of the game and all that stuff. I want him out. You package him and do whatever you can to get a Giannis. I'm telling you, everyone is on the table except Steph and Butler. And Steve Kerr, I know you have self-awareness. I love your self-conscious. But including looking in the mirror is you! Your stubbornness! You have helped Kuminga be thwarted with his growth. Not calling Podziemski as a Santa Clara grad. It disgusts me to say this. But he does not keep people in front of him.
Ever.
You need to blow up this roster and bring in a young stud. Because Memphis, Houston, the Wolves, they're all coming. Now, with that said, I believe in Lacob. I believe in Curry. I believe that Kerr has a little ability to be flexible. And let's just roll it back. And I want to thank you guys for calling it as it is. Because true love is telling you as you see it. Draymond Green, I am tired of you, and I don't want to hear one damn podcast of you or Colin Cowherd, who you work for, masking you. It's time to go, dude. It is time to go. I'm so upset, but I am hopeful. Thank you, boys.
I love you, Nick.
That was Nick in San Jose, subdued, by the way. Great passion. We love it. And frustrated. He's angry. He's upset. That's all emotions are welcome today on the Morning Roast. I will let people know right now.
Look, when he brought up, like, pods, can't stand for him, but I swear to God, the amount of times, I just want you to chart it. I rewatched the game, and this is just yesterday's game. I've done it in every game.
I'm so sorry I had to
rewatch. The amount of times I saw someone, just a little crossover dribble, and then pods is on the guy's back hip.
Anthony Edwards did it, like, 10 times, it felt like, to pods.
I'm like, Conley did it multiple times, and I'm like, Pods, you can't play defense on someone's back hip.
No.
You got to stay in front of them.
No.
It was so bad. Why were they in zone? To hide Buddy Hield, to hide Podziemski. Way too much. And then when they went matchup zone, anytime one of those guys got Pods in front of them, they went right by him. Look, watching Peyton Pritchard playing the game prior, that's what a backup point guard looks like. Mm. All right.
We saw Derek White, too, ball out.
He's a starting point guard.
But that's what people need to step up. They need to step up. No one, I don't think, enough. Again, I want to be have some perspective here because they did have opportunity in Game 3 and they squandered it.
He started all year.
No, he did. This team was really good from the Jimmy Butler trade on, and Brandon Pajemski was a part of that.
Sure.
He got isolated in the playoffs, as young players do, and he didn't rise up to the occasion.
He was miscast even as a starter. To me, since day one, it's not even his fault.
It's not.
He's been miscast as a starter. He is not a starting guard in the NBA.
And that is something you will have to address.
He's a really good player off the bench.
That's the thing you're going to have to address. The number one thing for me, I get it. Nick in San Jose is saying, package Draymond and whoever for Giannis. The Giannis thing right now, as far as I'm concerned, is a pipe dream. That's a conversation we'll have, I'm sure, ad nauseum this summer. Can't wait for the new Lowry Markkanen, Paul George saga, whatever we're going to call it. Giannis saga.
Stop!
Dominate the controllables right now. I know I have Steph. I know I have Jimmy. Buddy Hield, he's locked up. I'm not mad at Buddy. Yesterday was bad. He won you two games he needed to win. He helped you win Game 7.
They were
he
so did his job. Buddy-centric yesterday.
They're too Buddy-centric.
What were we trying to prove? I saw a Buddy Hield post-up.
Too
what
much.
Are we trying to do?
And then the Jonathan Kuminga angle.
He waited.
It's fascinating.
You know what? It is.
He was the only player.
Fascinating. Honestly, it's disgusting because they put out a Kuminga hit piece yesterday. I don't know if you saw it.
Who's that?
The same thing. I don't know. Somebody, they put out the Kuminga hit piece, which they did with Klay Thompson a couple of years ago. That the minute somebody's on their way out the door, here comes all the leaks and rumors.
Oh, you're talking about Logan Murdoch
and
the Ringer?
A couple of possessions in the Portland game. That was it. That was it. Steve, you haven't liked the guy for a while. Just come out and say it. It's okay. Nick, if you want to be mad at the front office for not trading him, that's a different conversation. But this thing that, it was three possessions in the Portland game where he didn't pass to Jonathan Kuminga, I'm not buying it. I was born a long time ago, but it wasn't yesterday.
26 points, 3 boards, 2 steals, couple turnovers for JK off the bench, 32 minutes, 11 of 23 overall from the field. Was that the last game we saw Jonathan Kuminga in a Golden State Warriors uniform? It might be. 888-957-9570. We're talking about the most frustrating thing you saw in this series.
The only guy that struck fear into anyone in Minnesota.
He was the only player that looked like he belonged. Athletically.
Charles Barkley couldn't believe that Kuminga couldn't get run.
Well, we have that sound. We'll get to that on the other side. There's actually a lot of good sound. We got Steve Kerr. We got Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. We'll get to all of it, I promise. We'll get to all of your calls as well. We're up
against
it here.
The Kuminga thing is the most bizarre, and it is a part of this season.
No, it is.
It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in sports.
Let's pick this up on the other side. It's Spadoni at Chasky. The most frustrating part of this series for you, Dub Nation, is what? 888-957-9570. Remember, same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. The Morning Roast rolls on, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
17 points. Did get to the free throw line. It was 9 of 11 overall there, but too little, too late. 121-110 the final in Game 5 as the Minnesota Timberwolves advance to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. The Warriors are gone, and Steph Curry only played about a quarter and a third of this series, and it was a wrap after that. We're taking all your calls, all your texts today. Marvin, Oscar, Schleprock, 3 in Berkeley. We'll get to all of you, I promise, and it's the same number to call and text all day. We're talking about the most frustrating aspect of this series for you. What is it? 888-957-9570, and it might have been just that for me. The Jimmy Butler angle to all this. And I said it, I'll say it again. I apologize to the listeners, to the fan base, when I was spewing out all that nonsense a couple months ago saying, oh, wait, Jimmy Butler's on Steph's level when it comes to playoff time. He's been to the finals twice. He's been the best player that's gone to 2 NBA finals before, right? Right? Well, Steph Curry goes down, and the offense and the defense and everything's just night and day. And I'm not here to crush the guy. And there's no, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're just not as good as Stephen Curry. And there's a Grand Canyon gap when it comes to offense and the spacing and all of it. Everything baked in the equation and the adjustments that this team had to go through when Stephen Curry was out was, I think, major and more so than anyone else could have imagined. Like the offense was stagnant. It was stale. We had to go to Jonathan Kuminga, who was a DNP for weeks, to come and save us. And if JK struggled, all these scores would have been way more lopsided.
There's a top-heavy conversation regarding the guys you're referencing, like Jimmy and Draymond, but there's also, like, the bulk, which, like, let's call it what it is. Let's think about all their big losses. Think about the Rockets series as a whole, and let's also think about the Clipper loss, because that was a playoff game. The Clipper loss on that Sunday, all right? And let's think about what happened in this Minnesota series. GP2 is supposed to be this defensive stopper. He plays like 20 minutes a game. He does. He just plays a lot. In a league of guys that are 6'7", 6'8", who are your defensive 3 and D guys, he is tiny. Tiny. Who did he slow down in any of those games that I referenced?
No one. No one.
Now, look, when you're playing like the Portland Trailblazers on a Friday night, yeah, GP2's going to make a lot of plays. I'm not trying to isolate him. I'm just saying how they're built. Like, there's the top-heavy conversation. Then there's, like, the meat of the team conversation. He can't shoot enough, all right? And he's really not stopping anyone, and he's small. Now let's go to Kevon Looney. Like, those same three matchups, the Clipper loss, who's he guarding? Okay? Let's go to the Rocket series. Who is he guarding? Okay? What about in this series? Who was he guarding? Now, did both of those guys have moments? Sure. But, like, those parts are not on the cusp of the evolution of where the NBA is going. You know where they are? Kind of backwards, right? Those are fossils, all right? And to me, I think the vision of the team was exposed in this series, and everything that we've done does not feel cutting edge anymore. And when I look at the parts that they were rolling out there, they were behind the times. We don't shoot. We don't have size. We don't have athleticism. We don't have guys that can create for themselves. And we don't strike fear into anyone as an individual defender because we're almost undersized across the board. And then that gets me to like the Draymond thing, like being an undersized 36-year-old power forward on defense who situationally can have his moments, but like throughout the bulk of the game is at an athletic disadvantage. Simultaneously cannot do much offensively without Steph Curry being alongside of him for shovel passes where he ball screens. Like, that is a very niche player. And so I think the what was really exposed in this one is their lack of dynamic players on both ends of the floor. Rim protectors, perimeter defenders, and scorers, and guys who could play make. They don't have any of those. And now you get to Jimmy. Jimmy's still a really good player, but he's not the dynamic player that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Let me just give you the game logs for Jimmy real quick. Shout out to Nahegan for putting this in my box.
What is it?
Game 2, 13 shots. Game 3, 26 shots. Game 4.
And that was the game where he disappeared down the stretch.
In the last 8 minutes, he was a no-show. Game 4, 9 shots. Game 5, 11 shots. That's if you're the best player on my team, I'm sorry. I got to go out guns a blazing. Like, I know we laugh at it. Just go full Kobe mode, dude. But he, give me 30 attempts. What? I know you can hit the mid range. I know you can do that.
He wasn't the best player for the Warriors in the series. That's the dirty little secret.
Who was?
It was probably Kuminga, which is a sad.
That's insane.
It's a sad sentence.
I don't know if I'd give it Kuminga just because I know Jimmy is still giving me something on the defensive end.
Okay.
But scoring the ball, you might have a point there. Like scoring the ball and the efficiency of JK.
I was disappointed with Jimmy.
No, it's okay to be
disappointed. But I feel bad trying to crush him. Like, both are true to me today. Yeah. Like, I feel, like, very let down, but I also, like,
Well, there's part of me that, like,
what was he dealing with?
It's a team loss. So, like, I'm juggling crushing the young guy in his first ever playoffs in Brandon Podziemski and Jimmy, who's been there and done that.
No, I'm not mad at Pods.
No, I know you're not, but I think a lot of people are.
I'm the team thinking he's a starter.
Right.
And playing him as much as they did. Continue.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Let's go to some of the phone calls here because people are frustrated. Schleprock, San Mateo. Good morning, Schleprock. What was most frustrating about this series for you?
The most frustrating part to me was how the team as a whole played in the playoffs. Jimmy, you know, at the top of the list, Draymond. The only one who I'm not mad at is Kuminga, because he played with some urgency and, you know, stepped it up. The disappointment is that they're playing at that level with no lack of urgency, no, you know, going to the ground and getting a rebound or a loose ball or any of that, you know, with the greatest player in the past 20 years sitting on the bench, you carried them the whole season, and they're going to come out and play like they did with him sitting on the bench. That was disgusting to me. And Shasky, sorry I'm coming down your lane, but, I mean, you were behind this team all season, pumping them up the last 2 months, and now you're defecating on them like they're a team from the East Coast with a 0-24 record or something like that. That's pretty shameful for me, you know. So I'm just being real, man. You were pumping this team. It was your team. They lose the series. Did they play well? No, but the way you're defecating on them right now,
I'm disappointed in Draymond. I am. Like, and I'm also disappointed in Kerr. Like, he iced out specific people. Like, TJD's a great example.
7 minutes yesterday for TJD. Gets the start, doesn't really come back after that.
Okay. Like, if we were saying, like, hey, what are some of the positives from this series? Wouldn't TJD be one of them?
He is, in his moments. But again, the sample size was so small, I don't even know what to take from it. It's crazy. You don't need me to defend you, and I'm not defending you from Schleprock. But two things can be true. This was a great run.
Oh, no doubt.
You would absolutely
Today's
take
this.
Today's
not the day for that. Today's not the day for that.
No, rightfully so, we were gassing up this team. They had an incredible first-round series win. They lost their best player. And now that maximizes all the deficiencies. When Stephen Curry's out, everything was highlighted to the 10th degree. The coaching, the lack of depth, the young players, all of that. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Can those be two of your best three players on a championship squad? All of that comes to the forefront now. So, yeah, we're not crapping all over them, as you're saying, Schleprock. We're just calling it like we saw it, like we see it. It was night and day difference between the length, the size, the youth, and the athleticism of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And like, coming after that, there's the Oklahoma City Thunder, who might be finishing up their series, and they're just as athletic, just as long, and all of that big in the equation. You look at the other side of the Eastern Conference. I saw that with all the backups for the Boston Celtics yesterday. They got nothing but young athletic players, right? That is the name of the game. In any sport, Major League Baseball, the NFL. You got to be young. You got to be big. You got to be athletic. I saw that in the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs. The Chiefs looked old. They did. They looked old.
Which is crazy.
They did, though. I know, which is crazy. Like, that. Sometimes that just happens. And Jimmy Butler looked old yesterday, looked old for the last couple of games. Draymond Green has looked old. And maybe that's why Jonathan Kuminga looked the best at times for some people, at least scoring the ball, because he's young, he's big, and he's athletic, and he looked like he belonged on the court amongst all those guys I mentioned from Minnesota, the Jaden McDaniels of the world, the Julius Randles, the Anthony Edwards, all of them. Hell, Dante DiVincenzo was balling yesterday. He couldn't do anything this series. He was incredibly 13
Wait,
points
but
for
you
him.
You said he couldn't do anything?
No, I'm saying for most part of the series, it felt like that.
He outshot Pajemski from three.
And that tells you all
you
need to know.
And he did nothing. I'm with you.
Yesterday was his best game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he outshot Pajemski.
And talking about, you know, Pajemski getting blown by, DiVincenzo blew by him.
I mean, it was just, how about the dunk he had?
He did.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you're making a lot of great points. Like, I just, watching how hard they had to scrap to get into the playoffs, they exerted so much energy. And then I asked myself, like, okay, like, Steph's out. Oh, man, you know, like, you can't control that. This team is built a certain way because of Steph. But, like, if you're building the team and you're thinking about this, and this is an offseason question, what are the chances? Like, you saw Curry with a hurt thumb, a tailbone injury, and he ended up hurting his hammy.
Bilateral knee tendonitis throughout the year, too.
So he had four different things going on with him at 38 years old. Jimmy Butler shows up with the Warriors, and he got the butt injury. He got hurt. So that's you know, not his fault. But
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.